Wednesday, 9th September, a roundup of local, regional and international news headlines. Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai has called on Southern African nations to step up monitoring of his power-sharing deal with President Robert Mugabe, reports AFP. About 100 Zimbabwean university students marched in Harare city center yesterday to protest exorbitant fees at state colleges, calling for tuition costs to be slashed, says IOL. 8 to 10 million Africans could be thrown into poverty as a direct result of the global economic decline, according to the World Bank chief economist for the Africa region, Dr. Shanta Devarajan. The South African trade union body, COSATU, has lashed out at ministers who bought top-of-the-range BMWs and has called on all cabinet members who spent more than 1 million rand on official vehicles to return them, reports IOL. Zimbabwe's Cara Black and her partner Leander Pace have reached the final of the US Open tennis mixed doubles, says Economic Times. The Zambia women's rugby team has won the Bank ABC Regional Tri-Nation Sevens tournament after defeating host Zimbabwe, reports The Herald. The organizers of the World Cup finals in South Africa next year will combat the threat of hooliganism by deploying 10 mobile command centers, one at each venue, designed to fast-track the arrest and prosecution of troublemakers, according to The Telegraph UK. Yesterday, the Southern African Development Community condemned the formation of a new government in Madagascar and maintained the island nation's suspension from the regional grouping, reports AFP. The government in Kenya has replaced almost all of the country's most senior police officers in what analysts say could be the start of major reform. Human rights groups blame the police for much of the killing that took place during violence that followed elections in 2007, says The Times. The recent elections in Afghanistan have been marred by allegations of rigging. It is claimed that ballot stuffing and phantom polling stations have generated lopsided margins in favor of the incumbent, Mr. Karzai, reports the New York Times. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, in his message on the International Literacy Day, September 8, 2009, said literacy is not just about reading and writing, it is about respect, opportunity, and development, according to Tehran Times.